No man's land is an eerie sight at early dawn in the pale grey light. Never a house and never a hedge in no man's land from edge to edge. And never a living soul walks there to taste the fresh of the morning air. Only some lumps of rotting clay that were friends of foemen yesterday. No man's land, no man's land, no man's land. What are the bounds of no man's land? You can see them clearly on either hand. A mound of ragbacks, grey in the sun, or a furrow of brown where the earthworks run. From the eastern hills to the western sea, through field or forest, over river and lea. No man may pass them but aim you well, and death rides across on the bullet or shell. No man's land, no man's land, no man's land. But no man's land is a gambling site when patrols crawl all over at dead of night. Bosch or British, Belgian or French, you die with death when you cross the trench. When the rapid light fireflies in the dark flits down the parapet spark by spark, and you drop for cover to keep your head with your face on the breast of a 4 months dead. No man's land, no man's land, no man's land. The man who ranges in no man's land is docked by the shadows on either hand. When the star shells flare as it bursts overhead, scares the grey rats that feed on the dead. And the bursting bomb or the bayonet snatch may answer the click of your safety catch. For the lone patrol with his life in his hand is hunting for blood in no man's land, no man's land, no man's land, no man's land.